There's like 800 people here, so we're going to go ahead and get started. First things first, there is a project that a bunch of our guys have been busting their asses on for several weeks now. We are about to be announcing it, and it will get started next weekend, and it involves typhoons and war and a bunch of really interesting shit. And so instead of mangling this, I'm going to hand over the fireside to Asher, who is going to be introducing this is our first order of business. So Asher, why don't you take it away?
All right, great. Yeah, so this is the official announcement for the Goonfleet Expeditionary Force. It is, we're calling it Jeff or Yef. You have to decide which one it is. It's going to be a Sigur squad, a super Sigur squad. Anyone can join. It's like a Sig with no requirements. And it's going to be deploying next weekend to the north. We are going to be fighting against PanFam with a number of new doctrines, some new, some old, some stuff that you guys haven't seen before. The top of the line doctrine is going to be sacrilegious, which a lot of you guys haven't flown in before. It's a hack. It's an armor hack. Someone will be screaming armor hacks. So get your sack puns ready. Get your armor hacks ready to yell. There's going to be a second doctrine, and Mittens has already mentioned it, is typhoons. This has usually been a top of the line doctrine. We are doing it a different way. Any skirmish commander that comes along can bring out typhoons. If your first fleet is a Typhoon fleet, we will let you go out on it. It's going to be pretty exciting. So we'll have that. We're bringing that. We're bringing bombers and jackdaws as well. We're going to be fighting in the north. We're going, like I said, we're fighting against PanFam. And we're going to be outnumbered. We will be the underdogs here. Like, I want you guys to understand that. I want you guys to think about how much fun it's going to be. For some of you, you've never been the underdog. It'll be a new experience for you. Other people have fought against much greater numbers before and know how much fun it is to be there. We're going to be able to choose when and want, when we want to engage, what we want to engage. We'll be doing a lot of stuff to be very annoying. So I'm excited to see how some of you respond to sort of the tactics that you have to adopt in the new situation. This is going to be a deployment that's open to anyone, and we want to encourage everyone who's interested to come along. It's all time zones, and it's everyone in the Imperium is welcome to join. So the main talking points are like fun new doctrines, fighting outnumbered, and fighting against PanFam. I don't think I have to sell a lot of you on that. Fighting NCPL is sort of our reason for being. So I'll throw it back to Mittens, let him discuss some of the more finer points about why we're doing this and what the thinking is behind it. But that's the point, is that we want you to get out there, enjoy some new doctrines, enjoy different ways of fighting, and deploy with us.
Thank you, Asher. So one of the first questions that I see here in Elysium, and it's a great thing to clarify, is that a lot of Sigs and Squads have requirements to join. Like, you might want to join Black Ops, but you can't get in for whatever reason. This is open to everyone who wants to. Think of it as kind of like an opt-all deployment. We don't really have a easy terminology for what we're going to be doing here because it is different. We, as you guys know, we like to try different things as long as it results in the bleeding and screaming of our foes. And so the GEF is being sort of like this meta SIG for this deployment that anybody can join and get involved with. It also has a bunch of resources behind it that most of the time the Sigur squad deployment doesn't have, because it is like a meta squad essentially. And we're making this up as we go along. We will probably get stuck in, make some mistakes, figure out things we can do differently. You guys know how this works. You watch us. We're like the Borg. We adapt to adversity. So essentially, this will have the GSOL will be involved, the coordination team will be involved. There's essentially all of the normal assets of the formal command structure, like an alliance deployment, but not, because it's optional and it's going to the Northwest. So if you really want to sit on your ass and delve, you're welcome to, but everybody who is interested, we're going to do some crazy shit in the Northwest. Now, speaking about that, I want goals and expectations appropriately for this. The Northwest is a clusterfuck. It is a whole bunch of people, many of whom we don't like, right? Like, we don't like NCNPL. We shoot NCNPL. It's what we do. But then they're attacking Sort Dragon, who we fight on his side sometimes, and sometimes we make him pay us 40 faction fortizars as tribute. Sword Dragon and Army of Mangoes and Ranger Regiment are essentially getting picked on and bullied by NCNPL, which is sort of the NCNPL idea. And so those guys are the underdogs right now. Sword Dragon, Ranger Regiment, Army of Mangoes, those dudes are the underdogs. They are getting picked on, and we are going to go up there and shoot the people that are bullying them. But at the same time, let's not delude ourselves into thinking that anybody who's involved in the Northwest is like our best friends or whatever, and that we're madly in love with them and we're gonna, whatever. There are a bunch of motherfuckers to shoot up there, and we are going to shoot motherfuckers. We
Can
are
I have
not
a real
drawing
quick
any
things?
lines in the sand. Go for it.
A couple things. You mean Siberian Squad, not Army of Mangoes.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
No worries. And a big question we've been getting asked, and then I'll throw it right back to you, is yes, you can bring your carrier. Yes, you can bring your dread.
Sweet. I need to make a note about the Locust Fleet. There is a Locust Fleet tomorrow. I guess I don't actually have to make a note of that. I should just let everybody know about this.
And you can talk about what we're doing as far as the umbrella mittens, because that's we're getting a lot of questions about that, and I think it's important that we let people know.
We're not taking the umbrella down, unless I missed a memo.
Nope, that's the whole point.
Yeah, I mean, this is no, we're not doing a big, like, stop the bullying kind of thing. Like, I don't want to. I mean, there's this classic speech by Remedial. I was just making a reference to this a few minutes ago. One of the first State of the Gunions, not the very first, but when the Great War kicked off, Remedial said, our enemies are bullies, but we are monsters, and monsters eat bullies. I don't really want to be all, oh my God, we're the bestest people, and we are wearing, we're not fucking white knights. We are. Ideally, we're the monsters in the fucking outer darkness. So let's not get on our high horses about how, whatever. One of the reasons why I'm resisting, it would be easy to say NCNPL are bullying poor Sword Dragon, we're going to go intervene and be white knights and whatever. Most of the time, when Goonstorm goes to war and the Imperium as a whole, we have this policy of best possible friend, worst possible enemy. And I want people to understand this to set expectations appropriately. Essentially, everything in the Northwest is stuff that we kind of like to see on fire, right? And so we're going to be fighting on the side of the underdogs through a lot of this, but this is an opportunistic shit show, and there is no real good guy up there. We're going up there, and we are hardening our forces up because we want to make sure that we are prepared for some of the things that we are anticipating, and we want to try out. So there's a whole bunch of shit I can't talk about on a fireside going on, which is interesting. I'm glad that there are things happening in Eve and that we have a bunch of motherfuckers to shoot. But I don't think that don't get into the mindset of like Sort Dragon's the good guy and we're gonna go defend Sort Dragon to the death, because that's not what's happening. We are going up and essentially using all of these people in the Northwest as it's a live fire exercise. All right, so
Can I just talk about a co few
go for
more
it.
cool stuff? All right, so I told you we were going to do Typhoons. Day one, squad commander, sorry, skirmish commander can take it out. Typhoons will have T2 Logifrix. They'll have prophecies as boosters and command ships. So the whole fleet all in is going to be very inexpensive, but man, it's going to punch really hard. T1 cruise missile launchers or meta cruise missile launchers, for the price and the amount that they insure for, they're going to punch really, really hard. So people really like I'm gonna throw this to Jay after this too. He's got something to talk about. People really like Typhoons. People really like battleships. So you'll be able to take battleships out infrequently. It's not gonna be like, oh, we'll have one battleship fleet a week or something like that. No, you're gonna be using battleships for a lot of stuff. And some of the stuff that you're gonna have to do, especially when you're on like an underdog type fleet, underdog type deployment where you're the smaller guy, you're gonna have sometimes have to just fade away into the mist. And it sounds funny with battleships, but we're gonna be able to do it. There's gonna be some cool stuff that we can do. We also have some tricks, like if you're gonna get some supers and titans dropped on you, we have some ways for you to get away from that. So overall, It'll be really fun to see the Typhoon Doctrine used. And we are aware there are, you're gonna go out with Skirmish Commander, he's gonna freeze up, you're gonna get bombed. Like, it's gonna happen. That's fine. We have SRP, we have insurance. It's like, we are really happy to give FC's experience with the Typhoon fleet, with the battleship fleet. We think that's something cool that a Goonswarm can do. Like, say, like, yeah, my first fleet was a Rome with some frigs, and my second fleet was a battleship fleet. But it's gonna be really fun. Jay, I'm gonna throw it to you to talk about caps.
I shouldn't be redbuilding anymore, so hopefully that's
You're
not a
good.
thing. But we mentioned bringing carriers and dreads. If you are a competent fax pilot in that you know how to run triage, and you know how to like locally rep, like tank fleets, then yes, you can bring your active tank fax. Apart from that, not interested in faxes on this deployment. Keep your faxes at home. Your fax pilot should be trained into a carrier or a dread. Bring that instead. We do have a new Nidhogg fit that we are going to post in chat now. Yeah, this is the armor Nidhogg fit. This is new for this deployment. This will soon be the standard Nidhogg fit. And if you've still got a shield fit, that's you're welcome to bring it, and they'll still be SRP'd for the next 6 months or so. But if you're just getting a Nidhogg for this deployment, or you've got a spare hull laying around, get into this new armor fit. They're crazily good. For like application, fighter speed, and the damage is basically that of a Thanatos, so they're really good. Dreads should have long range guns and a set of T1 Hor guns packaged in their fleet hangers for the move up. And yeah, just there'll be more info on the cap group for the deployment over the week.
Okay, so a couple questions here I want to answer. People are asking about Homeland Defense. Now, this is an optional SIG deployment. It is a cool SIG, and we do expect that a lot of people are going to get involved, but we are, as far as Delve goes, things are basically normal. The people that really want to get stuck in this, and I want to set expectations, guys. This is not going to be easy. We are going to lose Typhoon fleets, which I think is going to be adorable and hilarious, especially because we're using T2 frigate logi, which means it's just crunch all you want. Like, who gives a shit? Great training opportunity, but we're going to be outnumbered. Like, this is a fuck fest, but it's a fuck fest full of people that we genuinely just are like, whatever, man. Let's blow some shit up about. We need to, get back into sort of the war mode. So there's people that are going to want to go up there. Homeland Defense remains the same. This is not like a full-blown alliance deployment. This is an optional deployment. And of course, there's a question about allies. Allies everywhere. Everyone in the Imperium is welcome for everything. I can't remember a time when we've ever done a like Goonswarm only thing. Our allies are our allies, so of course, please, for God's sakes, come on this. I mean, Initiative has an involvement in the Galactic Northwest. They're off doing their thing, but like, if init dudes felt like turning up on the Yef or the Hefe or whatever we happen to be calling it at any given microsecond, everybody's welcome.
As the leader of this deployment, I would like to be referred to as El Jefe, please. Thank you very much.
El Hefe, leader of the. I have to try not to make too many Asher Fur yokes, but there you
Please,
go.
please, I don't want to be blind.
All right, so yeah, we have a bunch of shit going on. So somebody had brought up a question that dovetails into another thing. We are doing things are heating up in Eve, and we are doing a lot of work, right? So part of that is I need to talk about NGSA, but I'm going to talk about the Bomber Waffe first. So there is a recruitment thread that's going to go up. I'm not sure whether that is up yet or not. If it is,
Be uploaded
please
tonight.
link it. Okay, so there is a Bomber Waffe whole thing that's going to happening here. So look for it. We are basically spinning that back up again. Simultaneously, we are turning NGSA back on. And so if you've been involved with NGSA, like that's happening thanks to a shitload of work that Boris and the crew have been putting in. And I'm delighted by that. And so while that is happening, like the NGSA is going to a totally different area from where we're going with the YEF, right? So like we're making some fucking moves here, guys. And we've told the Kremlin about it. We can't necessarily tell everybody what's up, but sometimes we have firesides and we're like, oh yeah, there's Locust Fleet, not too much going on. And this is a like, get everybody together. We're sending these dudes to this section of the galaxy. We're sending these other dudes to this other section of the galaxy, rebooting an entire completely new thing over. There are wheels within wheels now. That's sort of the scenario we're in. As Don Hartley is reminding us, I mentioned this briefly earlier, but because we do have a Locust fleet tomorrow, please bring lots of Titans for it, all of the heavy equipment, such that we can guard Oracles as we do our thing. Okay, let me make sure I'm not missing stuff. All right, let's see what I got. So we're going to take some questions and answers. For people that aren't aware, NGSA is an automated system that allows us to lock down an entire region using previously AFK cloaking bombers and stuff like that. And it was turned off for a bit, and essentially NGSA turning back on and doing a big bomber waffle, reboot, re-recruiting, let's get back out there and make some magic happen, where by magic I mean the screams and frustration of our foes. You know that's sort of, it's all kind of tied together. But essentially, using NGSA in an automated system, we can blanket a given target region and massively degrade its productive capacity, which is kind of important when it comes to kneecapping your foes. This vacuum cleaner guy gets very angry at Firesides, I guess. He sent me some PMs about a year ago that was really amusing, so there you go. Goodbye, vacuum cleaner.
What?
Do you remember that? Just talk about it a little. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But he said that he didn't want to hear any rambling, and he only wanted good content at the start of the Fireside, so apparently we're at the boring, rambling mittens phase of things. I have failed all of you.
If you can't handle mittens rambling, you can't handle this alliance. I'm sorry.
How dare you run this fireside during an op as well, mittens?
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so let me check to make sure I haven't missed anything. I can take some more questions here from guys because I want people to bear with us. What we're doing with the Jeff is, as you guys know, we're always trying something new. We tried the whole wormhole deployment thing. We are constantly spinning up new orgs and testing, and sometimes things work and sometimes they don't, and sometimes they don't work at first, but then we unfuck stuff and things, you start trying to grow one thing and it turns into something else. And as long as it's useful, fuck it, who cares? So we might be altering the system as we go, and expect that, and expect to be outnumbered, expect opposition, expect to lose Typhoon fleets, expect to look around and go, wow, there are so many motherfuckers that we don't like in the Northwest. It's actually today kind of hard to operate. So we're going to have to be sneaky. We're going to have to be assholes in different ways. We're going to have to go over here. It is a mutable situation, and the goal is not a stalwart defense of the Northwest to defend our dear friend Sir Dragon. It is to find opportunities to make our foes suffer and make them pay a blood price for every step that they take. And we have some other sort of machinations going on behind the scenes. So there you go. Questions about why T2 frigate logis for repairing the battleships. Is actually like a cost efficiency thing? Asher, can you talk about that? It's a good question, Morden. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Do you know that Chesty Puller quote, Mittens, where he says, we're surrounded, they're on the right, left, front, or back, they can't get away this time?
The situation is excellent, we are attacking.
That simplifies things? We're surrounded, that simplifies things? Exactly. Yes. So, T2 Logi, okay, frigates, T2 Logi frigates, good questions. He says, why not T1 cruisers or real T2 Logi? Real T2 Logi are very expensive. We're giving this fleet to, like I said, it's sort of an example that probably won't happen, but the day one skirmish commander can fly it. So, we expect some of these fleets to die. The T2, the Guardians, the Lokis, the command ships, the Legions, those are all the things that make battleship fleets expensive when you lose one. If you lose all the Typhoons, which insure extremely well and are relatively cheap for a Goon Swarm 2020, and the T2 Logi frigs die with it, then they're actually, like, the cost is minimal. The T2 Logi frigs also tank things better because they're really small sig. The T1 Logi get blown up when you just look at them, T1 Logi cruisers. And they don't actually rep that much more. It's actually a very small amount. So the T2 Logi frigs are actually better in about all ways other than slightly lower rep range. So the worst case scenario, right? Worst case scenario is this entire fleet gets lost, which we don't care about, but it'll probably happen. The entire fleet gets lost, you're talking about like 15 billion down the drain. And I saw Mitten sneeze and 15 billion flew out of his nose. So it's actually a great thing that we can, it was sort of a good way for us to let, like what our goal was to let skirmish commanders, let anyone take out battleship fleets, right? And I'm not saying these fleets are going to like not hit hard, because they're going to hit very hard, but we've built them in such a way that we could lose an infinite number of them and it will never be a problem for us. And so that's why we've gone with the T2 logic fix.
Yeah. So speaking about the idea of setting expectations regarding loss and how 15 billion here and there is nothing, I think that at this moment, right now we are the 1,000-plus-pound gorilla in the galaxy. And I think that our biggest strategic danger is actually just sitting on our asses and not finding a way to get into some kind of fight and train up new people and expand our FC bench and, you know, just fucking play the game and blow some shit up. So again, this is not good ground we're going into. We're not going to a scenario where the sides are clearly defined. Well, actually, the sides are clearly defined. We shoot fucking NC and PL, and anybody that is on the side of NC and PL, that is always the answer. However, it's a shit show up there. And knowing it's a shit show, I'm like, well, look, let's send Typhoons. Let's send newbies and battleships. Let's break out the fucking sacrileges. Let's break out some shiny toys. We'll get stuck up in there. We will see what happens, and we'll throw some punches, and maybe we will. I mean, we're going to lose fleets. We are going to get, there are going to be times where we're going to be frustrated or we get our asses kicked. We are not used to fighting outnumbered. We are not used to not having overpowering strategic force. But I think that we will stand to lose more organizationally, and it'll just be fucking boring for us to continue to sit on our asses here in the Southwest. So it's not necessarily everybody's ideal concept of a war, but I think precisely because it's not ideal and it's weird and it's different, we get to use weird and different ships, we get to try new stuff, and pretty much no matter what happens up there, we're gonna hurt the bad guys more than we get hurt, so why the fuck not?
I can't wait to see Nicosis take out a battleship fleet. That's gonna be a real joy.
And another thing, guys, is I want you to understand that if the Jeff thing works, this will be a continual thing. Like, we might take breaks or stuff like that here and there. I don't want to make any promises about like continuous action, but like if this test case works in this context, I don't anticipate the war in the Northwest ending anytime soon. So I want people to prepare for the idea that we will be refining our ability to inflict suffering and strategic damage on our foes through this. You guys know the drill. If you're veterans, you've been on some of these like long-term, oh yeah, SIGs and squads in the Northwest for like 6 months kind of thing. So expect this to be a process. This is going to be a whole thing, and we're going to keep at it and keep refining it and see what we can do.
We've given a ton of ink to the Typhoons. We have barely talked about the sacrileges, which is going to be the top line doctrine.
Tell us why sacs are cool.
Sacrileges are really cool. So this doctrine is going to have a lot more risk in it. And if we went with this one, we'll be paying more SRP than the Typhoons for sure. This is going to be like the doctrine you're going to want to fly if you like flying fancy ships, if you like flying sort of like really blinged out stuff. Sacrileges are, if you don't know, they're Amar hacks, they're missile hacks, they're armor hacks. And they match up really well against the current hack doctrines that are out there. So they haven't been run in a long time, and there's a reason for that. Heavy missiles just got buffed. 5% damage, 5% explosion velocity. They were pretty big buffs, actually. And so we were kind of looking at them before. And when those buffs came in, we're like, oh, that really seals it. So we'll be the first people to break this doctrine out in sort of the NullSec alliance-wide meta. They're also like really cool looking, and they're just a great ship. So they should be a lot of fun to fly. They're also like really high skill from a line member's perspective and from the FC perspective. So, if you want to test your skills, you want to get better, this is a great doctrine to fly in. Everything we're doing is going to be high skill to one degree or another. Like, that was one thing that I wanted to get away from, was like our alliance-wide doctrines are sort of designed to be, you know, I'm not going to say simple, but easy to run. These ones are going to be harder to run, so it's going to be a good way to test your skill. There'll be a spot for everyone. We're not keeping newbies out. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that there will be definitely room for everyone who wants of all levels.
Yeah, it's a doctrine that has a high skill cap, right? And we have low skill cap options in the form of Typhoons. I think that Asher has a really good point, which is that a lot of times you're looking at macro scale warfare, right? When you're talking about tens of thousands of human beings playing EVE Online, you need to have sledgehammers that are effective. I mean, oh my god, it's a 40k analogy. It's the fucking Imperial Guard versus the Space Marines. I mean, just straight up. The sledgehammer of the Emperor versus, you know, a spec ops strike team. You know, use whatever analogy you want to have. But it's that kind of scenario, is that we need to have an opportunity to not only develop new FCs, but we also need to include some of these high-speed, low-drag, high-skill-cap doctrines such that we can really develop those kind of talents who can fly the really high-skilled FC shit. So I think it's a great opportunity. We have the ISK for it. Fuck it, let's get stuck in. Okay, so I need to wrap things up here. We might have missed some stuff, but actually, no, I don't think we did.
Home defense of Steros, have we talked about that? That's real quick.
Can you go through the Kunmi shit, please?
Yeah, that's just another new doctrine. We're doing home defense of Steros. Like, you'll see what happens a lot with home defense is these dudes are doing bombers, and they're just bridging over and over and over again at sort of the dumbos who don't pay attention. With the Asteros, we're just going to bridge along with them. We get the same reduction in fatigue as you know they get, so we can do it as often as they can. It won't be like Harpy Fleet where you get 5 hours of fatigue stacked up, and we'll just and they easily beat bombers. So that's a home defense doctrine. They're actually super fun to fly. They're so much fun, and they will just absolutely nuke bombers. If they have 150 bombers and we have 50 Asteros, we win that fight every time. Unless we get bombed. So it's a pretty fun fleet. So that's something new we'll be adding for home defense only, and those are on the market already. You'll see them mostly called on the weekends when you see like the big bombers bar and people like that trying to kill our dudes. That's me a response to that. That's everything else, I think, from the notes, Mittens.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, actually. So I love Asteros, and it's kind of funny that there is so much shit going on that, you know, I also am excited about the fact that we've have like a fucking Typhoon doctrine. Back in the day, last time I got a chance to really use Asteros at an Alliance level was with the stunt doubles, Hornet Squad situation during the Casino War. You know, they're beautiful ships. They've got some of the coolest skins of the game. So it's kind of funny. I missed the segue. I was answering the question about, like, what are we going to do about Homeland Defense? And I'm like, well, it's an optional SIG and squad deployment, so Delve is still going to be the same. But I overlooked the fact that we're deploying a fucking Astero home defense doctrine, which is badass as shit. There's just a lot of shit is going on, guys. And that's fantastic. So thank you all for coming. I know it's a big fireside. I know there was 30 minutes of hearing us use our words. There's going to be a bunch of broadcasts and shit going out about this. The El Jefe process begins next weekend is when we're deploying this. So everybody has a chance to get their shit together, make plans, get ready, blah, blah, blah. Bomberwaff is the reboot is coming out today. The NGSA reboot is coming out today. We have a Locust fleet tomorrow. Bring your heavy equipment. It's time to get serious. It's time to get off of our asses. Shit is happening, and instead of waiting for shit to come and get all over us, we're going to go fuck with people elsewhere and get ready. So, yeah. Thanks for coming, guys. I'll be doing the meta show in 23 minutes, and we're going to be talking about Chinese alliances and Chinese alliance politics in EVE, because there's a whole bunch of wacky shit happening there that we're going to dig into a little bit. And yeah, so we will see you next week. Thank you for coming. Have a good one.